Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladav.
Good day, mate.
Morning, Vic. How are you?
Morning, Kath. Well, thank you. And welcome back.
Thank you.
And I know this is not why I'm online, but I just have to throw in one line here about tolerating intolerance.
Yes.
It occurs to me that if you tolerate intolerance, eventually you won't be around because those who don't tolerate you won't let you be around to put your point of view.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you tolerate intolerance, it's at the end of the day, there's no one left.
Exactly. What was it? Schrodinger's cat.
I'm not aware of his cat.
It's a scientific principle about a cat that is in a box. The minute you open the box, the cat dies. So is the cat dead or alive in the box? It's a very, very
Inception.
Right. Let's get on to some real news though. What is the outcome of the same-sex marriage plebiscite?
Yes, so some weeks ago we talked about this plebiscite, and we talked about this country, Australia, for the last several weeks now, has invited everyone, adults, to cast a vote either yes or no in favor of same-sex marriage or not. Very simple proposition, to tick yes or no on these ballot papers which were sent out to every household in the country. And the results of that are going to be known at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Australia time, obviously. And it's a major deal. And while all this has been going on, while all this voting and balloting has been going on, everyone from, you know, the local rugby club, literally, to the Jewish Board of Deputies have taken a position on this. And just to remind listeners, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies at our monthly meeting in September, we took a vote, 99-1 was the count, to support the principle of same-sex marriage, emphasizing that this is a civil, a civil issue and has no bearing on religious authorities, what rabbis should or could do and choose to do. So tomorrow morning is going to be the outcome of this national plebiscite on this issue. What is not clear now is what will happen. Either way, the expectation is that the majority, a significant majority of the country are going to vote yes in favor of same-sex marriage. And then the question is, will the government then act on it and legislate same-sex marriage or not? Or will, you know, those who are against jump up in arms, et cetera, et cetera. So it remains, and if there's a no vote, well then there's a no vote, I guess. But so it'll be a very interesting outcome, and obviously there are tens or hundreds of thousands or whatever it is of people who have vested interest in this, same-sex couples out there wanting to get married, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll be a major issue in terms of the the social discourse and climate in this country.
Vic, what's the difference between a plebiscite and a referendum?
No, I don't believe there is one. Basically, it's just inviting, it's just the term that was used for this, but essentially it is a referendum. I mean, it was basically inviting everyone to have an opinion.
Okay.
So I'm not aware of any difference.
Okay. Let's move on. I don't want to run out of space or out of time with you. The Jewish community apparently is running out of burial space. Where is this?
So this is here in New South Wales, which is where Sydney is located, which is the most populous state. There are 6 million people living in the state of New South Wales. And as we sit today on November 14, 2007, we estimate that there's only enough ground for Jewish people to buy burial plots for the next 4 to 5, 6 years maximum, which is nothing. Our friends in the Muslim community are even in a more dire situation. They reckon only about 2 years, and some of the Christian communities as well. So we have been talking to, lobbying, meeting with the government for some time now on this. Just yesterday, I did quite a long interview with ABC Radio National exactly on this issue. And it's a very serious issue. Obviously, as listeners know, Jewish community does not cremate, and so the land is needed. And we are We have been negotiating with various groups and talking to people, talking to government. But it's a serious issue. It's obviously not necessarily a sexy issue, but it's one which obviously affects everyone, goes without saying. And it's a serious issue for our community, and we are working hard to try and find a solution.
Sure. Well, good luck with that. Vic, unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it today. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and certainly going to keep our eye on this story because I think that, you know, it's relevant. If you go to Prague, have you been to Prague?
I have not, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, so I haven't been either, but I do know that the Jewish cemetery there, they are buried six deep. You know.
Six deep.
Wow.
So the rabbis here have given permission for double burials.
Yeah.
You know, so we're couples or, you know, partners can be buried together. I had not heard of 60. Wow.
It is 60. Listen, you have yourself a wonderful evening, and we'll catch up with you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thanks, Kath.
All right.
Have a good break.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye. Confirmed yesterday that